And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did. And who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you. Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Yeah, take a big shit. It's all about big shits tonight, everybody. Madhouse Radio is back on the air. Bitches, good evening, everybody. We're here. We're queer. Deal with it. Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com, 98.6themouth.com. It's not a joke. Check it out, 98.6themouth.com. You'll see what it does. I dare you, whores.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. With me as always, hopefully with me as always, is the Milkman. Milkman, how you doing, man?
Man, thanks. All right, you know.
What's up, Milkman? Good to have you on. Glad that you made it, man.
I am. A little bit now.
Yeah, you sound great, man. Good. This actually sounds better than having you on the computer, man. No joke.
Not.
Yeah. You sound good. How you doing, man? Everything good? Hanging in there?
Yeah, man. It's pretty good. The hurricane is fine. South of it's 200 miles. So we got a lot of wind, 40 plus on our wind. And like about 2 days of rain after that. Now it's back to normal. We're about 86 degrees, and wonderful, man.
It's normalizing now. That's good, man. I'm glad things are getting back to normal there. Milkman, for those of you who don't know, is in the Virgin Islands, and they were affected by Hurricane Dean. Not as much as some other parts are, like Mexico and Jamaica, but nonetheless, he was affected nonetheless, so he is not able to join us here as he usually does. He's been out of commission. For those of you who follow the PCU Madhouse Live 98.6 The Mouth family, I'm so tired of coming up with different station names, and this is all a big confusion with you all. Anyway, so yeah, Milkman's okay. He's all right. He's just internet-less for the time being, but he's going to be joining us still here on Madhouse Radio as much as possible via TalkShoe, so thank you, TalkShoe.com. What would we do without Talk Shoe? We would have no Milkman tonight. It'd be a very boring show. Good to have you on, brother. And of course,
Thank you, sir.
If you want to join us here tonight, you can do so. You are allowed to join us. If you want to call in toll-free, the toll-free line will be open later. And that line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. And I don't believe that's open now. If it is, don't try to call because we can't take your call yet. Anyway, regardless, visit madhouselive.com and subscribe to the podcast. Check out the new newsletter, the old newsletter, that is. Browse the Madhouse archives and much, much more. That's over at madhouselive.com. And that's how you can stay in touch with us. If you're using an instant messaging software out there, you can reach us using Yahoo or AOL Instant Messenger tonight. Yahoo and AIM users. Send a message to Madhouse Radio, Madhouse Radio on Yahoo and AIM. And if you're using MSN Messenger, you can also hit us up at madhouselive@hotmail.com. We are being broadcast to you on the newly reformed PCU Radio, prankcallundergroundradio.com. It's still alive, thanks to Dr. Lego and KDK and all those other kids. Yes, Milkman, I decided to actually broadcast on PCU tonight.
Right.
I almost did not join PCU tonight. I almost decided to refrain from associating myself with PCU tonight, but I decided at the last minute, let's just go ahead and go into that. And what else? Yeah, 98.6themouth.com and TalkShoe. That's the Madhouse Radio Network. Whoop-de-frickin-do. All right.
You're real live. What?
I have no idea what you're saying, Milkman. Keep grooving, though, man. Keep grooving.
Man, if you're looking for some fun, stop by. That's Madhouselive.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. That way you can keep up what's going on with the Madhouse. The most reliable show in Frank Gold right here for you.
There we go.
Take her away, big man.
All right, man. And, of course, we have a special guest tonight, none other than KDK joining us live tonight. KDK, how you doing, man?
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
All right, KDK is doing good, man. Thanks for joining us tonight, man. Good to have you on. Good to have KDK on here with us tonight. He's doing fabulous. And that's awesome. The news articles, I don't know. I don't watch the news anymore. I don't listen to the news. Anything happening, dude? What? There was a hurricane. What? Did anybody die? Like, how bad did Jamaica get hit? Did they riot there or anything like that? They usually start a riot or something like that. Anything like that happen?
Actually, from what I got is that Jamaica kind of got lucky. More people got killed in St. Lucia. I think there was like 6 or 7 killed in St. Lucia, and I think the total loss so far was like 10 people, maybe.
Really?
But yeah, they actually got lucky, and half didn't take the full brunt when it hit Jamaica, and actually come to a part in the Yucca camp, Peninsula, which is Cozumel, Mexico.
Cozumel.
Which is like the coast side, which is eastern side, I guess, Caribbean. And it went to a place where the cruise ships come in, and they didn't really have much damage. So it was pretty lucky, considering it was 150-plus mile-an-hour wind.
That was a beast of a storm. Is it back in the Gulf now? Is it going to hit Texas, or did it just kind of dissipate over Mexico? What happened with it?
I don't know if it's going to hit Texas. I hope it goes straight for Houston and then Dallas.
Very nice. Okay, I guess you're not a Houston or a Dallas. Is there a football team in Houston now? What are the Texans? The Houston Texans, of course. Yes, in the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't know. Dude.
I almost said the Oilers. I know the Oilers haven't been around for like 10 years now, so I don't know where they got that from.
Dude, it's all about the Colts, man.
Yeah,
it's all
that's
about
true.
The Colts.
Yeah, it's all about the Colts. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, we're like I said, we're gonna do a show tonight. We're gonna try to do prank calls. And we're going to try to do other stuff here. Other than that, like I said, nothing really to talk about. I know the Miners. Did they give up on the Miners yet, Milkman? Do you know at all? Are they still in their hole? We've been following that story for like 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks now. Any news on the Miners at all?
Actually, as far as I know, that they haven't been able to recover anybody. And they resorted to little sand shovels.
Sand shovels now, huh?
Yeah, like they use at the beach, you know, like if you're going to build a sandcastle.
Right, right.
Because nothing else is really getting any further. So.
Wow, man. Well, if you're a miner, you expect something like that to happen. I mean, you know, it comes with a territory. If you're a cop, you expect to get shot at some point. If you're a Marine, you expect to get I don't know, killed or something. I don't know. Nothing nice to say about things like that. Anyway, so, yeah.
That's rough. Yeah. Hard, man, and a really hard job, and our hats off and blessings to the family, to the miners, and all the people that were involved with that. Good wishes for them all.
Our mining hats are off to the miners, man. Right on. Okay, well, I think we should, I would say let's jump into the prank calls. I don't have any numbers to prank call tonight, man.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
We don't have
any.
No one has sent in. Actually, I think Poop has sent in numbers, but you know how those go. We have nothing else. We might as well.
When you fish through all the duds, you might get one or two good ones. So, Poop, I hope your record improves.
Well, he'll do okay. He sent in Jose Ayala, who he always calls. He always wants to call. Marianne Tampon, we tried to call her last show, and that didn't really work out. What else we got here? Pam Colton. Her friend Sabrina was talking shit about her. Lives in Florida here, close to town. Right, that's really close to here. I kind of feel scared about calling Oviedo, Florida. It's kind of really, it's really close. Actually, I used to live in Oviedo, as a matter of fact. My first apartment, first place I ever lived at outside of my parents' house was in Oviedo with Big Andy and me and some other white guy lived there in some apartment. What else? We got Nipsey Jackson, a black man. And that's a weird name. I've heard of Nipsey Russell. Now there's a Nipsey Jackson here as a black man.
Somebody had to write that famous name.
I'm gonna name my. I think I'll name my son Nipsey. Nipsey.
Nipsey the man of gypsies.
Nipsey. Hey, we do have numbers from Lonesome Loser. All right, Lonesome Loser, checking in the mouth, man. What's up?
98.6 the mouth.
What's chat that? Room. I'm completely out of touch here, and maybe you can give me a scoop on the IRC chat room or how I could join in the program.
Yes, 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 of course. The chat room. We did regroup. There is a chat room available. If you go to madhouselive.com, the instructions are all there. There is a Java client up there as well. If not, go ahead. I don't know if KDK put up the information on the PCUradio.com site. I sent them the link, and I sent them the code for the Java client to do that. I don't know if he was able to do that or not, but it is out there. Regardless, if you want to join us here, the channel is #PCU, and the chat room is over at madhouselive.com or madhouselive.com/chat, or just go to the main chat page for madhouselive.com, the main homepage, that is. And you can see it there. Also, the podcast will be updated tonight after the show with 4 brand new episodes. They have been edited. They have been filtered. They are nice and sexy. I finished those last night. I didn't have a chance to upload them last night. I will upload them at the end of the show tonight. 4 episodes of Madhouse Radio will be added to the... No, you can't. That'll be added to the rotation on MadhouseLive.com as well as a podcast for your listening leisure. That'll make a lot of our listeners happy.
That have actually come to the map, the podcast. All you podcast fans that want to just build a clean Madhouse delivery, just go check into the podcast.
Yeah, they got used to getting those episodes weekly when I was able to stay on top of it, but my current work situation doesn't let me do that, but that ends... Tomorrow is the last day. Oh, yeah, that also reminds me. Bad news here. We're going to have to start the show at 11 p.m. for the foreseeable future, starting with next week's show. And that means probably 11:30 p.m. The good news is I can go on until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time, so that's good. But no more 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Madhouse start times for quite a while, unless I find a new job sometime soon. So get used to that. The new start time for Madhouse for the foreseeable future will be... Now, I do have the ability. I can change the show to Friday night. Instead of Thursday night, we could do a 10 p.m. Friday night show. We will be going up against Zolar. I don't know how that will work, but we could, in theory, do that. We could start doing that immediately, matter of fact. So what do you guys think? If you guys want to hear Madhouse Radio on Friday night instead of Thursday night, if that would work, whatever you... Give us your suggestions. Let us know. Drop us a line at
the fallback position. If we do run into technical difficulties on Thursday, we could just maybe set it up on a Friday.
That's right. On Friday. Yeah, that's
so
true.
If we end up, you know, not able to make it for some reason on Thursday, and there's a possibility of why wouldn't it maybe for a Friday episode?
Yes, sir.
To get excited.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tourette's guy, a.k.a. Poop, says I should name my son Danny after the Tourette's guy. Yeah, poor guy. Poor fucking guy, Tourette's guy. I really think he was an actor, but maybe he really died. Whatever. Lonesome Loser, as I said, has sent in numbers. He's under the moniker of the A-Team tonight, continuing his normal 80s theme. We've got the Cocky Cactus, the Cocky Bull, the Freak Factory, the Juan Carlos Peon Painting. Oh, whatever that is. Turtoters Pumping and Portable Toilets. That's really fun to say. Turtoters Pumping and Portable Toilets. Turtoters. Turtoters Pumping and Portable Toilets. Okay.
Maybe you have a comment on that.
Yeah. We've got Elegantly Funky. We've got Da Boys Pizza. Da Boys Pizza. Fat Burger. We have a Fat Burger here in San Antonio, Texas. We got Pinky and Winky.
Oh, man, you have to have Jack Masterson or Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah. Fat Albert and Jack Masterson together on that one. Pinky and Winky. Yeah. We got Camp Hee Haw. We have Ditsy Doodle. We have Jive Time Records. And then we have, from 2 weeks ago, we have the Yummy Korean Barbecue. All right, good. So we got a lot of options there tonight to do.
Wonderful work there.
Everybody who is listening, please, I implore you, since we're kind of scattered here, since the our normal network was dissolved unceremoniously over the weekend, let whoever you know who likes this show or listens to the show or any of the shows, whether it be Dr. Lego, KDK, or Carlito, or Sean Ward, no, not Sean Ward, but whoever, let them know where we're at, man. Tell everybody to go to PCUradio.com and update their browsers and everything and make sure that they're listening. to us or madhouselive.com. We do have 26 listeners listening live, and that's live, of course, and not including all our podcast listeners who will be listening to this episode sometime in the next 2 months. So there it is. Okay, so regardless, we're going to do a prank call here. Oh, yeah, and one last thing. We are listening to the newest Beastie Boys album. It is a completely instrumental album they released in July. I forgot the title of it now, so I can't do that. That's stupid of me, but this is the new Beastie Boys album. Milkman, do you like the Beastie Boys at all? I don't know if you do. I don't think you do.
Oh,
do you?
Yeah, I like the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, it's a really cool, mellow, relaxing album they released here. Something different.
All right, definitely like to hear that.
All right, cool. All right, buddies, here we go. The first prank call of the night coming right up. We're going to call the Fatburger. Why not? Fatburger in San Antonio, Texas. One moment for the first prank of the night.
Fatburger, my name is Nick. Come help you?
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm so affected by this weather.
Are you?
Yeah. You guys got Coke or Pepsi products?
Coke
or Pepsi, man?
We got Coke at the machine, yes, sir.
Oh, you don't have Pepsi?
I'm sorry, we do not. We do have Cherry Coke as well.
So, Coke, Cherry Coke, we got any Sprite?
We do have Sprite.
Alright. What else you got there? Diet Coke?
We do have Diet Coke. We also have Dr. Pepper. Mark's Root Beer.
Oh, Mark's Root Beer. You know what?
What's a strawberry drink?
What's a strawberry drink? What is that? Is that some Fanta? What you got there?
I'm sorry?
What, you got Fanta?
Yes, we got the Fanta strawberry.
Oh, nice. You know, my doctor says I can only have diet soda. Oh, what does he know, huh?
I'm sorry? Yeah, what does he know?
Yeah, you're not going to tell him, right? You don't know Dr. Nargis, do you?
No.
Dr. Nargis? You don't know Dr. Nargis?
No.
All right, man. So, you guys...
It's been a while. I'm 32 years old. It's been a while since I talked to the doctor, actually.
Oh, you don't go to the doctor very much?
Not too much, no, sir.
I have to see the doctor once a week, man.
Oh,
ever since I got out of the service, man, this has been nightmare and after nightmare.
Oh, that's awful. Sorry to hear that.
I had a very bad time in the invasion of Panama. I had a very bad time in the invasion of Panama.
Oh, wow.
You ever heard of that, man?
No, that just sounds awful.
Yeah, I parachuted out of a helicopter and I landed on top of this cruise ship.
Oh, man.
And this Coke bottle went right through my pancreas, man.
Oh,
and I got taken prisoner by these Panamanians and I surrendered to them. Come to find out it was like this soccer team, man. Fucking insane, man. Fucking insane. All right, you guys take to-go orders or what?
Yeah. All right. We're actually about to close in about 9 minutes.
I can read the route. How long does it take you to stop together a cheese and mayonnaise sandwich, man?
Where stand, I'm sorry?
A cheese and mayonnaise sandwich.
Fat burger?
Yeah, just, you know, cheese and mayo. You got mayo and cheese there, right? And I'm trying to wash my ways, so I'm just trying to get some cheese, mayonnaise, some bacon grease, and some... You don't have sesame seeds on your buns, do you?
No, we don't, sir.
And that's good, man. I don't like sesame. That's some... I don't agree with sesame seeds. What's the point, right? Doesn't add nothing to it. You should have right out. All right.
Got it.
All right, put me down for 2 cheese, mayonnaise, and bacon grease sandwiches. What else you recommend? What do you recommend there to the, what you got there? Fries to wash it down with, man?
We've got some, fat fries, skinny fries.
Fat fries?
Potato wedges.
Alright, so that's what it is. Eat fat fries, alright. You guys got, you know, am I gonna be able to get a seat at this time? I let you know I'm I'm with the larger variety. I weigh about 482 pounds last time I checked. You know, you guys got a booth that probably won't hold me. You guys got any of those chairs there, you know, just like one of the tables with the chairs?
A chair?
Yeah, a chair.
We don't. We do have
a
I'm sure you'll be pretty comfortable in there.
I just want to be normal, man. I just want to eat my cheese and mayonnaise and bacon grease sandwich like a normal person. That's all I'm asking for, brother.
Let me get these guys to go ahead and start working on it. Like I said, we're about to close in about 7 minutes. I'll have them make it up if that's what you want.
Yeah, so cheese, mayonnaise, bacon grease, on no sesame seed bun. Let's go ahead and take a Diet Coke and mix it up with some Cherry Coke. And a little spritz of Sprite.
Okay. Those drinks, you know, we'll give you the cup and you can make it as you get here, sir.
Oh, that's good. I can make my own. Oh, that's great, man.
You know how
good it makes you feel that you guys are gonna let me be independent. You know, there's so much that a person of size can't do anymore. I mean,
that's why they got Sonics, you know what I'm saying? Sonics, you can go over there, they're crazy, you can make you a crazy drink.
They don't serve me at Sonics anymore.
They don't?
I got upset and I punched the machine where you take the orders because they refused me service. And I got trespassing warrant.
Lucky for you, we don't have no machines you can punch over here.
Well, the problem was I was bringing in my own cups and stuff like that. You see, that was right when I got back from the service and everything. It had a really, really bad time. Then I saw Noriega and it got bad. It got really bad, my brother. Yeah, brother. Hey, do me a favor. Just wrap those up for me. How soon can I pick that up, man?
Well, like I said, we're closing in 5 minutes now, but you want pretty much what you want is cheese, bacon, bacon sandwich.
Just the grease, because I'm not allowed to have bacon, but I can have the grease though.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and cook up some bacon, then we'll see whatever grease comes out of it.
You know, just drizzle the grease on the in. I like it on the top of the cheese because it melts it.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do, we'll just melt the cheese on it.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. All right, I'll be there in about 3 minutes and 28 seconds, all right?
All right.
What was your name?
My name is Nick, sir. What's yours?
My name is Jack.
Jack
Masterson. I'm a war hero, man. Fucking war hero, man.
All
right. All right, brother. I'll see you in 3 minutes and 12 seconds, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
See you then.
Get the fucking wheelchair, you fucking whore!
Wow, that was stupid. I could have taken that different. That wasn't that good. I tried, though. Didn't I, Milkman?
Yeah, Mario.
All right, man.
Good.
Is Milkman even there still? No, Milkman's gone. Look at that. We lost the Milkman. Milkman will be back shortly. I'm sure you guys are waiting with bated breath for Milkman to return. Saigon says that the Coke Zero Wikipedia says it's targeted for young males. How do you target a soda for young males? I don't. How do you target a drink to a specific segment of America? It doesn't make any sense. You drink what you want to drink. It's targeted for young males who don't want to carry a soda that says diet because they think diet is for women. Wait, man, fuck you guys, all right? I have no choice. I like my diet soda. Oh, man. So, yeah, here we continue with the show. Continuing on our continuation. We do have more numbers to do. Hey, let me take a quick second here to turn on the toll-free line, everybody, if you give me a second. And the lines will be open for you to call us tonight. Be right back in a second here, and we'll continue. Okay, and the toll-free line is now officially open. If you want to reach us again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here is 1-888-278-8509. Call us in, why don't you? There's no cost to that because it is a toll-free number, you retard. Okay, so continuing on, we're going to call next. We have Totally Useless Web Page Design Services in Chelsea, MI. I think that's Mississippi. We have Bear to the Bone Cafe, Good Times Escort Service. You know what I mean? We already talked about these other ones here. Ditsy Doodle. I don't know about that one. The Cocky Bull. Let me call Juan Carlos Peon Painting. I have an idea for that. Juan Carlos Peon Painting. Coming up in just one moment, folks. The second prank call of the night in just a moment, folks.
Did it like five times.
Hello?
Hello, is this Juan Carlos?
Si?
Hey, man, you speak English?
Yeah.
All right, good. You paint, right? You painting?
Yeah.
Okay, how long have you been painting for? Do you paint people, or just you do murals, or how it happens?
Who's this? Sorry to ask, man.
Excuse me, I'm calling from, I'm a friend of Dr. Nargas. My name is Juan Diaz.
You friend of who?
Dr. Nargas. Dr. Vargas, sir, Vargas.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Okay, well, look, we're calling from the office of Dr. Vargas. And he, okay, listen. He heard about you. He wants to get something painted. He wants to know if you want to come down and look at it and make a painting for him, for the office.
No, I paint houses. Well, I don't paint pictures. Or
you don't do like a mural or something?
No.
He needs a painting, a big painting of Jesus Christ, you know, with his hands out. And then in front of him is a donkey.
Okay.
You know the story in the Bible when Jesus came in on the donkey?
Who are you? Are you trying to be funny with me or something?
You trying to get funny with me, sir? I'm told you already. I'm from Dr. Nargas's office.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the problem?
So what's your problem?
I'm trying to get you to do some work, you lazy Mexican.
What's your problem, bro? You calling me at this time?
You got some kind of problem with me, man, you lazy Mexican. Get down here and start painting.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
You want some painting?
Yeah, I'm going to make you eat your paint.
You want painting?
I'm going to make you eat the paint.
You want painting?
Yeah, do it.
You want painting?
I'm going to paint your face red.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded
Let's try
call,
it again.
Press...
I'm changing my voice to sound like a woman's.
Yeah.
Yes, so hi. Why did you hang up on my husband?
To place a call, press 1.
He's not going to play.
To listen to your recorded calls, press 2.
Let's try him again.
To change your voice to sound like a woman, press 2. To change your voice to sound like a man, press 3. To record this call...
Yes, hello. This is Dr. Nargas. May I speak with Don Carlos, please?
Yeah, this is Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos, this is Dr. Nargas. How are you?
Fuck you.
Hey, fuck you, man. Come on. Come do my painting for me, please.
You gotta be fucking shitting me, you fucking stupid ass, dumb ass, fucking whore ass doctor.
Is that all you know how to say to a doctor? You know I'm a man of the cloth.
What the fuck? You probably gotta be a fucking beaner to be doing this at this fucking time.
Hey, man. My shoes cost more than you get paid this week.
Shut the fuck up. You
it's true.
Fucking crazy ass dick.
How much you get paid this week? Tell
it's
me.
It's more than you, that's for sure.
I'm a doctor. How's that possible?
How is that a doctor? And then what the fuck you want me to paint a picture for you? Fucking dumbass bitch.
Look, I'm a bad doctor. I do bad things.
I know you're a fucking bad doctor. You fucking like to stick your finger up your asshole.
I do, and then I make the smell at people's...
You do the fucking prostate test to yourself.
I make people smell my finger.
Yeah, go suck a dick, bitch.
Yours? How much is it?
How much is what?
Your dick.
My dick?
How much is it? How much?
It doesn't have a price for you, you fucking gay queer bastard.
I'm a gay queer doctor, and I make abortions.
Yeah, why don't you go fucking sit on a black dick?
I don't have to. But you don't tell me what to do because I'm a doctor. How many times are you going to say that word, man? You don't know anything else to say?
Yeah, I can tell you I'll fuck your mother.
Yeah? How many times are you going to fuck her?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
How? Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Dr. Nargas, and someone was calling me here making bad noises.
Yo, yeah, it's me, motherfucker. What the fuck are you calling me this time for?
What do you sound so high for, man? Is that all you do? You sit around drinking Corona, painting houses, getting high? Reefer madness?
Yo, motherfucker, tell me, what do you want me to do for you?
How you money make, man?
Excuse me?
How you money make?
How do I make my money?
No, how you money make.
What do you mean, how my money make?
How you money make, stupid. It's not that hard to listen, how you money make. You must, man, you're a bad, you smoke, you sniff the paint. I think you put a straw in the paint bucket and you drink it, man.
Yo, why don't you go suck a dick if you can't even fuck
You told me already that, and I said I don't do that because I'm a doctor, man.
If you're a doctor, go do a fucking prostate exam.
Go to a prostate exam?
Yeah, or stick my fingers up your fucking ass or you fucking queer ass doctor.
I try that for you right now. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. Listen. You ready?
Yes. Yo.
Yeah, man.
Wait, what's your name again? Dr. who?
Nargas.
Nargas?
Yeah, Dr. Nargas.
Yeah?
Dr. Jose Nargas. I don't speak that language, man.
So what the fuck do you speak?
I speak English like America, man. I speak American.
No, you definitely don't speak American. You got the weirdest.
This is America. Tell him to stop speaking Spanish in the background, man. You speak American only in my country, man.
It's not American, it's English.
He's speaking, I no sé que habla español. Speak American, man.
Yeah, would you like to sip some fucking aguardiente?
Aguardiente, yeah, man. Colombia, man. Aguardiente Cristal, man.
This is fucking Fabian, yeah, I know it, I'm telling you.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, you fucking Colombian bitch, you fucking Fabian Malparido con Orrea de Febri, hijo de puta.
Yo, fuck you, yo.
Fuck you too, yo, Fabian.
Hey, your sister's hot, man.
I don't got a sister, you don't fuck.
You don't anymore, I took her from you.
Remember, there's that door over there. Fucking bro.
Yo, man, you coming over? You coming over, man?
Coming over for what, bitch?
Well, come over, man.
Yeah, whatever. Dr. Nargas.
It's Dr. Nargas, man. Fabian Nargas, man.
Fabian, this is Fabian.
Yeah, man. Yo, let me talk to him.
Okay. Yo.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, man? My bad. I was just playing with you.
Huh?
I was just playing with you, man.
What's up?
Not much, man. Yo, you pissed off at me?
No.
Yo, you got any of that weed?
No.
Since when you don't got that weed, man?
Yeah, have weed.
You lazy Mexican. Weed. You sit around sniffing paint all day, man.
What?
What? Huh?
Hello?
Okay, man, I'm gonna go.
Huh?
I'm gonna go.
Where you going?
Going to go, oh.
Where?
Goodbye, oh.
Huh?
I'm going to your mother's house, man.
You're going to my mother's house?
Yeah.
Tell her I'm out.
Tell her I said what's up, alright?
Mother, I'll be home later. Make sure she has a fucking dinner cooked for me, bitch.
Alright, man.
Oh, my favorite cousin, tell a fucker ain't
nothing. That's not nice to say about your mother, man.
What?
I said that's not nice to say about your mother.
What?
So stupid, man. Stupid.
What happened, man?
Shove it up your ass, man.
Okay.
All right.
Right now?
Bye.
Right now?
I don't know if that was funny, but it was what it was, man. That was Dr. Nargis, everybody. Shut up. Shut up, people. Don't clap unless you're asked to. Uh-oh, they're calling me back, man.
And I was trying to...
What's up, Carlito?
Jonathan, what's up, man?
Not much. What are y'all doing?
No one's here except for me, man. I'm running the fort by myself.
Hey, what happened to Milkman?
He had a hurricane come by and he lost his internet, man.
Ah, I see.
He was on the talk show, but then I lost him and he never called back.
Hmm.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
What do we do about that, man?
Just make do what you got for now. I'm
trying to, man. Trying to. Hang on. Maybe he's just... Milkman, are you there, man? Say something. He's not even talking. I don't know what happened to Milkman, dude. I think we lost him. Here. I don't know. Oh, there he is. Milkman, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I've been here for...
I thought you were gone. I'm trying to learn this talk show thing. It's funny. I ended up muting Milkman on accident for, like, half the show so far. As usual, nothing else is new.
I was here.
Yeah, hang on, Milkman. Let's talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, man, what's going on? How's your week been?
Pretty good. Taking a break from bus driving, so that's a good thing.
You get fired?
No, I'm just taking a long hiatus from it. I'm going to be starting back in October.
Oh, cool. That's weird because the school year started just now here, at least. You know, school's getting back in. I started school myself. Yeah. Started the new semester this week, man.
That's cool. I'm going to be moving to Panama City pretty soon, either in September or October.
You're always moving.
I'm going to be in a new apartment, too.
Oh, an apartment. All right, dude. Cool. By yourself, or are you going to have your old lady there with you?
I'm going to have me a roommate.
Oh, girl roommate, guy roommate?
It's a guy. He's disabled, so I work with disabled kids also.
Oh, is he how disabled? Like he can't walk or he can't think?
He can walk a little bit, but not much.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. We'll give him my best, man.
Oh, we will.
Hey, man.
Amy Rose was talking to me about on joining the Madhouse Live station, which you talked to me about before.
Yeah, that's fine, man. That'd be cool. Fill up the ranks. That's good, man. Sure.
We're all really interested. We're trying to find some new gigs and stuff.
Okay. Cool, yeah. I saw her in the chat room, but she never talked to me about it, though, you know? She's got to message me online or something, and who's who? Do you do a show with Emmy Rose and someone else, right?
I do a show with Emmy Rose, Donovan, and Lance and some other guys.
Do you have a regular night, or do you guys just come on when you come on, right?
We just come on every single night.
No kidding, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to check that out, then. What's the website again? Get the website. The last time you gave out the website, it was really hard to figure out. It was like Lost Boys with two Z's or something like that.
Yes, it's lostboyswith2z.bravehost.com.
Bravehost.com? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's out there. Everybody should go there, hopefully, and check them out.
give him some patronage. Yep. Just don't go there when KDK and Lego's on or whatever, but other times. Yeah, man, that'd be cool. As long as it's not when, you know, when Madhouse is on, that'll work out perfectly, dude. We don't have anything else on the station right now, so that's cool. That works. Okay. It's nothing big. It's 45 slots at 48K. I just changed that lately, you know.
Okay, if you go to our site has been changed a lot. We're still doing a lot of upgrades to the site.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I'll check that out in a little bit, man. I'll check that out on the break. How's that sound?
Okay.
Cool. Well, tell Emmy Rose to call in or join in or message us or something like that. I don't see her around right now, but for sure, man.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, buddy. What else is going on? Hey, man, I found out today if I'm late to work one more time, I'll get fired. How's that for a great day, huh?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. I've been misbehaving. Yeah.
Hey, have you called Cheese Boy lately?
No, he doesn't accept block calls, but you know what? I've got the, I'm using the Spooftail card tonight. We might be able to talk to him, as a matter of fact.
Hey, can I stay on while we do the prank call?
Yeah, sure, why not? Okay, so can you, are you in any of the chat rooms, or you're on online messaging right now?
Let me send you it on Yahoo. Hang on.
Okay, am I on Yahoo? Yes, I am. Okay, yeah, send it on Yahoo. Let me know when you got it. All right. You're like Darth Vader 4000 and 5000. You got like two different names up there, man.
Yeah. I got one on Trillion and one on regular Yahoo.
Oh, you know, you only need one, brother.
I got a lot of names.
Yeah, that's fine, man. I got a ton. I've got like Madhouse Radio and I got some other private ones. I've got that Trillion has like, let me count. Matter of fact, how many I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've got 10 messenger names on Trillion only for the show. And that doesn't include my private ones. Yeah, I know. Because, yeah, like, with Madhouse, I try to get, you know, as many different combinations of Madhouse so people can't go out there saying, oh, I'm Carlito, you know, I don't want that to happen. I try to stay on top of that, you know. Okay, so this is the number, the 850 number. Okay, you want to stay on the line, you said?
Yes, let me send you the number so you can spoof it.
Yeah.
He'll pick up with this number.
Okay, for sure. For sure. Who's this number from? Let me know so in case he asks, I can be like, yeah, this is so-and-so, you know.
I'll actually put in the actual bus bar number because he'll answer that.
Okay, good. Yeah, give me some information on it.
4495.
Yep. Yeah,
there it is right there.
Did you know the apocalypse is coming in 2012? I just found out. Breaking news here, man. Breaking news. The apocalypse in 2012.
Oh, okay.
You're excited about that? I am, man.
Yeah.
All right. And spoof with this number. And should I know anything? Who's this number normally? Who's at this number normally?
Either one of the secretaries or one of the girls that...
Is this work?
Yeah, this is his work.
What? Can you send me... Don't say it over the air, but send me what the name of the place is real quick. So in case he asks, I can be like, yeah, I'm calling from the shop or whatever. All right, dude.
Transportation. Hang on.
Don't give it out. Now people know where you work, brother. All right. Hang on, everybody. Jonathan's going to send that in. I'm going to play a little tune here. You stay on the line, and we'll do the prank call. All right, man? All right, bro. Hang on, everybody. Here comes another prank. Milkman, stay on there, too. Say something, man. Say something to the people.
This man's from Mr. Far East. No, he can't do a woman. Well, wait a minute. We can change the voice on the spoof card.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, he knows my voice. I'm going to change it to the man's voice, though. It sounds weird, because no one else can hear the woman's voice if I do that, you know?
Okay, just say it's from... I don't know. I can't remember his name. He's the actual boss.
Okay.
On the bus farm.
I'll just say
this says from... Actually, this says it's from Mr. Murphy.
Mr. Murphy.
That's from my...
Okay.
Mr. Malcolm Murphy.
Okay, and what does he do? He fixes the trucks? He fixes the buses? Is that what he does?
No, he's in charge of the whole shop.
Who he is, really?
Yeah, Pete is in charge of the whole shop.
Do they? I got a bad idea. Would it be okay if I told him the shop was on fire?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be great. Okay, let's go ahead. Oh, my God. All right, let's go ahead and do that. Malcolm Murphy. Oh, Jesus. Okay, here goes nothing. Hang on, everybody.
Right. I'm going to mute my mic.
All right, hang on, everybody. Here we go with that. Oh, shit. There.
Hello, this is Pete Smith. I'm sorry that you missed us, but if you leave your name and number,
he's not answering, dude.
On your call. Thanks.
Hey, he's not going to answer.
It didn't even ring, though. Let me try him again. Maybe he had a bad... Is that his cell phone?
Yeah, that is cell phone. Yeah, he probably has it turned off.
Yeah, let me try it one more time in case the signal didn't go through, all right? Let's try that one more time.
Okay. If this don't work, I'll send you another number.
All right, cool. Send that now. Let's just try the other number.
All right.
Hang on, folks.
Her name... The one that I'm sending you to is... her name is Samara. She's a funny girl, but she's a girl that I used to work with. She's a disabled girl.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right.
But we used to do pranks on her a lot.
Does she work still? Does she still work with you or not?
Usually I'll go in to see her and stuff, but when I move back down, I'll be full-time with her.
Full-time with her? All right, man. Good. I hear that.
Okay.
That's always fun, being full-time with another lady.
Yeah, especially disabled.
Oh, yeah, they can't get away from you that easily.
Let me give you the number.
Waiting on Jonathan to send the number. It's coming up in any second now. Alright, Samara. Or Samara, how is this?
Samara.
Samara, okay, hang on. What's her
disability? Make up something.
What's her disability?
CP, cerebral palsy.
Oh, okay, cerebral palsy. Okay, hang on. Does she know cheese? Does she know cheese, boy?
Hello?
Hey, is this Samara?
Is this she?
Hey, how's it going, honey? This is Cheese Boy. How you doing? She didn't fall for that at all.
Call back and don't mention Cheese Boy because she'll know who it is.
Oh, shit. Really? But now she knows. That's why I asked if it was okay to call her Cheese Boy. Oh, crap. All right, hang on. Let's try it again.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. It's Cheese Boy.
Recorded call, press 2.
Let's hear that again.
8 recordings saved.
Oh, wow.
20.
Hey, let's hear these. Hang on.
11:20, 7 p.m.
What do I got recorded here? Okay, that's enough of that. I think that's the last recording.
Repeat this
anyway.
Recording, press 2.
That was kind of fun.
To the next recording, press 3.
All right.
Press 5.
Anyway, you said to try that woman again?
Main menu, press start.
Hang on, you said try that lady again. Let me get back to that here. This is the last one. We're going to take a break after this. Okay, this is Samara, you said, right? That's her name?
Yeah, I'm just saying that you're Pink Smith from Westbourne.
Okay, cool. All right, everybody, hang on. We're going to try one more prank call before the break. Jonathan, stand the line, all right, man?
All right. I need the mic.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, hon?
Yes?
Samara?
Yes?
Hey, it's Pete. What's going on? How you doing? Samara. It's Pete.
I'm still here.
Okay, well, why are you being so rude to me, man? She's a bitch. I don't like her, Jonathan, man. She doesn't play good.
She's a cheese girl.
She is a cheese girl, man. All right, bro. Say hi to your fans real quick before we head out here.
I'll say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope you come to my radio show, Laugh Attack Radio.
Yeah.
You know the website.
To place a call.
All right, Jonathan, we'll catch you later, everybody.
All right,
and that was Jonathan, everybody. Jonathan. Milkman, are you there, dude? Milkman, speak. I command you to. How is it? I don't know how Milkman gets. You know what it is? There you go. Milkman, now say something.
I'm unmuted.
There you go. You know what? TalkShoe mutes you automatically if you don't say anything after a certain amount of time. I think that's what it is, because it's muting you on your own. I'm not doing it. It is not me. Not me, my brother. I'm watching it. It's a TalkShoe thing. It's a TalkShoe thing, I promise.
All right.
That was pretty interesting listening to those old prank calls. That one Reclude call was pretty funny, man. You have recorded. I don't even remember that, man. There's so many prank calls I don't even remember that get done on this show.
On the same car.
You're breaking up. You are breaking up, young sir. Young man, your phone is breaking up. Okay. Milkman, you gonna stay on after the break? You gonna stay on for the break, man?
Yep.
All right, good. Good, good. Are we having a good show? What do you think? We're doing pretty good tonight. Not too bad, not too bad. Considering the situation with the networks, we're doing pretty good, man. Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, if you want to call us in, call in to us, rather, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. So if you have a itching for a prank...
Yeah.
That's right. Just like KDK said. He said, ha ha ha, yeah.
Yeah.
So call in, man. Other than that, we are taking a break, as I said. I really love this one, though. This was good.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
That's great. All right. So, in the meantime, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Be sure to go to madhouselive.com. We'll be back in 5 minutes, as I said. It is now 11:43 p.m. The weekend is almost here. It's almost Friday. Stand by, everybody.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long way in Tampa, Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this. Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Well, that shit is on. I've been dropping shit like this here. Real. And I can't sleep. I can't complain. Can't be something that black people's about to get in pain. For a war, this game that I need to. I'm paranoid secret with my
finger on the trigger. And we are back.
Out my nose.
Is somebody watching me yet?
But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back.
I can see him when I'm deep in the covers.
When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker.
He owns a black hat like I own.
Love this song, Milkman.
A black suit
and a cane like my own.
Some might say take a chill, B.
But fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me.
I'll stop now.
The clip when the wind blows.
Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my windows.
Investigating a joint for tracks.
Check my telephone for text.
I'm staring at the woman on the corner.
It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you.
Okay, we're back, everybody. Thanks for hanging in on the break. Those of you who stay tuned, thank you for being tuned. In tune with us, in our tuning.
I make big money.
I drive big cars. Everyone knows me. I'm like I'm a movie star. Late at night, something ain't right.
It's like I'm a movie star.
Yeah.
Late at night, something ain't
yeah.
right.
I feel I'm being tempted. Milkman said, meh.
By the same sucker's headlights. Look at that move that I ran off the block.
You know, I was reading in the chat room. Fall was talking with KDK and the other girls in there about beef jerky. Man, I love some beef jerky. I was on a beef jerky trip during the month of August here. We're wrapping it up here. I think I consider August to be the food of August for me would be beef jerky. I ate a shit ton of beef jerky. I mean, I ate teriyaki jerky and I ate some venison jerky and then different types of jerky. I ate a lot of jerky. Lots of different jerkies in the month of August for me. Pretty interesting, man. I went to this town early at the beginning of August, and this store was like every type of jerky you could think of. Milkman, they had alligator jerky, shark jerky, venison jerky, everything except for rat jerky. No rat jerky there. Sorry to let you know. You see, look, that look. You see, I didn't mute you. It muted yourself. I didn't even mute you, dude. I just
what happened? I lost the signal, man.
Oh.
Since I come back, it mutes me.
Oh, I see. Because it mutes you the second you come in.
You are muted.
Okay, really, really. That's what it is. Oh, well, that explains what's going on, dude. Well, I'm trying to stay on top of it, bro. I know the Lord is looking at me. Isn't that cool not having you online, man? Hurry up and get that fixed. Get your coconut satellite tower thing fixed, man. Let me get you back on here, bro.
And then I worry
soon enough,
man. But that's bullshit. I'm trying to do what I can. I got a little boy to look
after. Yeah, man. And if I die, then my child will be a bastard. Yeah, man. Yeah, but there is a lot of sodium in beef jerky, and that's not good for you. So stay away from jerky. There's too much salt in that stuff. Anything that's dried, with the exception, I think, of like dried fruit, it's gonna have a lot of salt in it, man. Oh, Milkman, you're cracking me up, buddy. All right, guys.
We're hunting every year, and we make deer jerky. Man, that's really good.
Deer jerky? Deer jerky, yeah. You're going to have to speak up if you're on the phone, brother, man. Speak it up.
Okay, well, I didn't want to store.
No,
I guess we had deer jerky.
You used to go hunting a lot, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a deer hunter, man. I'm here, man, for many years.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen the movie Deer Hunter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I had a cousin in Chicago who shot himself on accident when he was a kid, and they blamed it on the movie Deer Hunter for some reason. Was there like a Russian roulette scene in that movie or something like that?
Oh, shit. Bullshit, man. Gun control is in your time.
I don't know. I know I was in Puerto Rico. I was a kid. Every summer I was in Puerto Rico. Like about this time every year, I'd be flying back, but I would leave the week that school got out of. School ended in May or whatever. That week, I'd fly out to Puerto Rico and I'd be at my grandma's house until about August. You know, until about this time, until like the beginning, middle of August usually. And, yeah, like, we were there, and all of a sudden, like, some, you know, my grandma got a call. It's like, yeah, your cousin shot himself. Him and a bunch of kids were together, and they were playing Russian roulette after watching Deer Hunter or something like that. And he was the unlucky one that shot himself in the head. Can you believe that, dude? That's crazy. He was, like, 9 years old, I think. He was, like, 9 or something like that, dude. That's craziness. Craziness. Sad story. Don't play Russian roulette, kids, unless you're having unprotected sex. That's okay. So I swung and hit the nothing wrong with that. Mouth. You gotta do it at least once before you get married. But this
wasn't no ordinary nigga. Most dangerous gun. Gun.
Yeah, the most dangerous gun is a gun. 6 or 7 feet. Now that's a nigga I'll be seeing in my sleep. Yeah. All right, Milkman, let's get ready for some more prank calls before we call it a night here. The more blood flew, then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too.
Just like a
fiend. In the chat room, people are talking about the spoof card and how amazing it is. It is very amazing. And yeah, that's about it. And, you know, I'm starting to get away from diet soda. We were talking about diet soda at the beginning of the show here. I'm starting to get away from drinking diet soda. I just want to drink water. Maybe a little bit of lime in the water kind of deal. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, Reclude, man. Reclude is checking in. He might join us here in a little bit here at the top of the hour. We're looking forward to that, hopefully.
Tommy Fall is in the chat room.
Who?
Fall is in the chat.
Is Fall? Yeah, Fall's in the chat room. What else? Allie just joined the chat room also. We've got Baz in the chat room. And who else is up here? Tuck is in the chat. I'll let you know what you're missing yet. Your ops right now in the PCU chat room is KDK and Nunu, and then there's a bot named Stallion. Lonesome Losers in there under plus V. And Fall, Indigo Phone, Moby, Clay, Repo, and Tuck are all in the chat room right now.
Hours now. Nunu,
he heard you. I'm sure he heard you. He's listening. He's sending a number. Speaking of Nunu, speaking of girls, we have a gentleman in Bradenton, Florida here. Milkman, cut the music real quick if you could, please.
Hold on.
Thank you. Let's see here. Bradenton, Florida. We have this guy here named Keith Wilson went to some store and took photos of a woman's skirt. She's like in her 40s. It's a big test case to figure out whether doing that is illegal or not. Dude, that, of course. How can that not be illegal? Oh, my God. Yeah, you think it might be illegal, buddy? It's a big test case to figure out whether doing that is illegal or not. Yeah, I think it should be illegal. Anyway, he's on trial. He's on trial. Bradenton, Florida, Keith Wilson. Give us a moment here. We're gonna prank call him. We've got a request from Saigon to call the prank, the Bare Bone Cafe. And we'll try that, too, if they're not closed yet. We have a ton of numbers here from Lonesome Loser we haven't even touched yet. We're wasting some time there with Jonathan, but that's okay. No problem with that. And we have some numbers here from Poop. I promised Poop that I'd do some of his, at least one of his numbers, one or two of his numbers, so... We will try that in a moment. I promise you. All right, and we'll see if we get Regal here to join in and do some prank calls here in a little bit. Everybody stand by, and for the time being, we're going to prank call, as I said. We're going to prank call the pervert who likes to take pictures of women's skirts in a store. One moment, please, for that. Cool. Well, Nunu, that number's not working, brother. I tried it twice. And I get a fast, busy signal when I call that number, so that's not going to work. Nunu, I tried, man. I tried. Check it again. Check that number that you sent me. Double-check it. Okay. Regardless, we have more numbers, though. We have many, many more numbers. We have a lot of numbers, Milkman. Milkman, are you on mute again? Okay, good. You're not. We got a lot more numbers here to call. What happened to Reclude? Reclude never... Okay. Reclude's coking it up and recording a demo. So you know how that goes. He's going to be joining us here pretty soon. You know Reclude, dude. That's awesome. P. Philly has sent in a number for a chick named Janelle, who works at a pizza at Pizza Lovin'. Pizza Lovin'? She's hyper. Has a tattoo piercing and ugly boyfriend named Neil, who works at AutoZone. Oh, that's nice. Good. We'll call him in a second. Don't worry, man. Hang in there. Indigo Phone said he will kill me for saying his phone.
Indigo Phone.
Okay, Yogi's Cyber Hub has just come in from Lonesome Loser here, as well as the Pork Store Cafe Valencia. Let's call the Pork Store Cafe Valencia. No, let's not. That's right. I made a promise here to the most hated listener of Madhouse Radio. That's Saigon. Who said that we should call, who was it again? The phone bone, plane bone, what was it called? Something bone. Bone. What was a bone? Bone. Bear to the Bone Cafe. That's in Iowa. I don't know if they're open, dude. We'll try. This is, against my better judgment, I'll go ahead and do that. Hang on.
Looks like we waited too long. Sure did.
All right, well, we'll continue then. Sorry, dude. Couldn't do that. Didn't work. The Pork Store Cafe Valencia here. Reclude will be calling in. Let me have Reclude join us here. Why not? Let's have some fun with a big old Reclude.
How you doing, man?
Dude, coking it up.
Dude, living the dream, man. That's awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude. Just got back from Memphis, man.
Memphis?
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I've been going out there working with some producers and shit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Fucking cool. A, dude. Starting to move up. I'm going to New York City in October just to do a little business trip and shit.
Yeah, did you?
He's going to introduce me to some heavyweights.
Okay. Well, like
the guy that
wigs.
Hooked up with is doing like currently doing like Justin Timberlake and fucking records like Prince and Lionel Richie and shit.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. You're looking to break into that kind of deal now, huh?
Yeah, dude. I don't give a shit. Whatever. I just want to make a bunch of money, dude.
That's good. That's what the maker.
I can do whatever I want. Prank people all day and do coke.
Coke, money, and pranks.
That's what I do anyway.
That's what it should be, dude. The American way.
It's not going to really change.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with this. Just more money. More money in the bank, dude.
Exactly.
Hey, have you been listening to the show? Because we were replaying like this. Remember that phone card, the spoof-tail card that records calls? You probably don't remember.
Yeah.
I played one, like, I just started playing what was on there. There was this call you did to some lady where you told her you're going to punch her in the gut. I don't know if you were listening to it, but it was really funny. I didn't even remember.
Hilarious. Do you got a copy of that?
Yeah. I'll send you a copy of that lady. You're like,
I told her I was going to punch her in the gut.
You told her, I'm going to punch you in the gut. She says, you're going to punch me in the gut. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, you probably have a big gut. She said something like that to her. He said, I probably offended you. You probably have a big gut. She's like,
You know what's funny? I don't even remember saying that.
Yeah, I don't remember you saying that either, so it was actually kind of made me laugh. That was pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was freaking awesome. Yeah, but yeah. So we're just here. We're trying to do a show. We're kind of fragmented. PCU split up again. You know how that happens every 6 months.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, what do they do now?
I don't understand it anymore. None of those guys like each other. I don't think
they're all like horrible prankers. They're all like the worst prankers on earth. They like split up every day.
I know, right? They're so angry. They're so upset that they suck a prank and they split up every other day.
Oh my God. They're all like, they all hate each other because they're all like horrible prankers and they just like, hate each other.
Zolar's good though. I like Zolar's prank.
Oh, I love Zolar. Dude. I'll tell you what, he's one of the best prankers I've heard. I didn't know he was on there.
No, he's uninvolved. I don't think he's involved. I don't even know anymore.
No,
dude.
He's on his own shit.
Yeah. Lego though, he's always looking for. So I don't know. Whatever. All right. Well.
Lego's on there now?
Lego's back and KDK's upset about something. I think
Lego's not bad though.
No, Lego's actually pretty good now. I like Lego.
Him.
Yeah.
I dig him, man. I mean, I think it's just funny. I didn't know who's on there. Like, all I know is from before.
Yeah, you remember
hold on
the old
second,
times.
Hold on a second about it.
Yeah.
Hey, come on in here, man. Yeah, just hold on a second. Come on in here. I gotta show you something, man.
Reckless. All
right, I'm just gonna postpone the session. We're gonna prank.
Oh, cool. All right, man. Good deal, man.
Some buddies are here and doing some fucking blow, so I figured I'd have them in on the pranks.
Do some pranks, all
come
right.
Come on, we're on a prank radio show, man. We gotta call this shit. Yeah, man, hold on a second. Let me put on speaker here.
All right, cool.
We'll call a prank.
Awesome. All
right, you there?
We're here, man.
All right, dude. Yeah, man, so what's up? We're gonna prank some people?
Yeah, we got a ton of fucking numbers here. How many people are you? Just got one other dude there? Or is it a group of people there? What's going
dude
on?
And this girl.
All right, what's up, girl? Hey, girl. What's up?
She's out. Hey.
Oh, never mind then. All right. Well, we got the pork.
Hey, man, it's Mike. How are you?
Oh, what's up, man? This is Carlito, man. MadhouseLive.com.
Carlito, eh?
Yes, sir. MadhouseLive.com. That's right.
Big it.
Let's prank some people. What's up?
All right.
Yeah, we've got Hot Monkey Love Cafe in San Diego, right. California, if you want to call that.
Let's do it.
All right. The Hot Monkey Love Cafe. This is Reclude and his imaginary friend over there. Hang on, everybody.
Reclude and his imaginary friend.
Yeah, that's him talking right there. Hang on, everybody. Be right back with the next prank call of the night.
Anything you can punch me in somewhere?
Monkey Love Cafe?
Yeah. San Diego.
Hot Monkey Love Cafe, how can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing, baby?
Good, I'm fine.
Hey, I'm a gorilla. What's going on, baby?
Who's this?
Y'all getting hairy down there. What's up? This is Gorilla George.
Okay.
Gorilla George, what's going on? You got a theme night tonight? What's going on down there?
Tonight is open mic.
Open mic, baby. You know I'm a good comedian.
Okay.
You want me to tell you a joke?
No,
can I audition for the open mic?
Do it on stage.
How about I do it for you right now? You know what I'm saying? Give you an audition. Want to hear a good joke?
I'm very busy, honey. So if you want to come down and sign up, that would be nice.
Hey, what did Andrew Dice Clay say to the fag? Oh! Oh!
Okay.
All right, you like that one? I got another one for you. Hickory dickory dock. Oh!
Okay, we'll see you here. Thank you.
All right, baby, you got D's or C's or B's? Go really.
Place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call, press 2. To add minutes to your card,
Press 3.
We got
for
the
customer service.
Okay.
Press 0.
Okay, dude, shut up. I got the Fatty's Chinese fast food. Fuck. Fatty's Chinese fast food. Hang on, let's try that. This is in Hawaii. Shit. Okay, hang on. Let me clear that.
We got some local numbers that are definitely checked out.
Okay. Send it to that. And I'm using this Booftel so I can actually make the phone look like that caller ID, whatever you want it to be.
Oh, sweet, dude. Yeah. Holy shit. We could go somewhere with this. Hold
yeah.
on a second.
Send me the number you want it to be. Also, send the number we're calling first, and then the number we're going to make it be after that. And,
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get this. Let's go through the next prank.
Okay. And then you
I'll
work
like
on...
get this all, because it's going to take a second to set up.
Okay.
Get all these numbers written down. And shit.
Okay. I'm going to call Dad's Donuts while we do that, all right?
Donuts.
Dad's Donuts.
Hello?
Is Dad's?
Daddy. Hello.
Hi.
Daddy there.
Is who?
Is my daddy there? I've been awful bad. I've been doing lines. I've been awful bad.
She's gone.
Can I speak to Daddy, please?
She's gone. Let's try her back.
Call her back. Can't let that slide.
We got a garbage removal here, too, in New York. I don't know if they're open. Yeah, they are open. Actually, they're confirmed.
Oh, good. Shit. Let's do
garbage.
It.
Garbage removal.
To place a call, press 1. Please enter the 10-digit phone number you wish...
Hello? Yeah? Is my daddy there? Please give me daddy. I've been bad.
What the fuck was that about?
I don't know, dude. I'm fucking coked off, dude.
That's fine. She's kind of half dead, though. You're just like, hello.
I gotta figure, that's not a good promise. That's
yeah, the whole daddy
really
thing. Yeah, it's kind of perverted last night. They're like, oh, no.
It's pretty funny, but it's like it's not going to go anywhere with a call.
Yeah, sounds like you're some kind of guy that...
To place a call, press 1.
All right.
To listen to your recorded, please enter the 10-digit phone number you wish to call.
I'm going
to
call Cool Cat Tattoo.
Who is
it?
Cool Cat Tattoo. The phone number entered is invalid.
Oh, come on.
Please re-enter the number you wish to call.
Make it Darth Vader, dude.
What is it? Is it a woman?
No, I did regular.
Oh, shit.
This is Josh.
Cool Cat.
Hello?
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 Hello? Cool Cat. Is this Josh? Hello?
No, it's not Josh.
Hello?
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 Cool Cat Tattoos, hello?
Yeah, we're here. Hello, are you here?
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay, what's going on?
Good, nothing.
Okay, well, we have a little problem.
Yeah.
I got a little problem with you. You know what it is?
What?
You guys know what it is. I got my broad come home, and guess what she got a tattoo of?
We tattooed them?
Yeah. You know what she got on her fucking arm?
What she got on her arm?
I love Joe.
You love Joe?
I ain't Joe.
And we tattooed them?
Well, yeah, I mean, she might have been drunk. You guys tattoo people drunk? When they got them drunk in there, you still do it?
Was she 18?
Well, yeah, she's fucking 24.
Well, then that's her problem.
Well, I mean, when you come back and tattooed, I love Joe. She's crying about it, too. Says she didn't do it. Says she didn't want that. So I don't know if she's lying or you're lying. I don't know what's going on, but I'm crazy about it. She's got me real crazy in the head.
She's lying.
She's lying.
She wanted that. She got it. She paid for it.
You gotta be kidding me. I want to see the receipt. You guys got the receipts down there? I think it was a couple days ago. I want to see that receipt.
Everything here is cash. She paid cash. There's
cash? Oh, God. So you don't have no paper trail, huh?
Nope, cash.
For the place up front for something?
Huh?
What, are you guys running something out of there? Like bootleg CDs?
No.
That's usually a front when people do the paper trail. Clubs do that with bottled water, and you know what they do? Sell them rolls.
We have paperwork. She wants to fill out paperwork.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay, let's look at it. Can we look at the paperwork?
You can look. When did you get it?
Jackie. That's her name.
What?
Got about a couple days ago, two, 3 days ago. I've been fucking upset. I finally found out where she got it at.
2 or 3 days ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's like a bunch of papers.
Okay, well, could you go through the papers, please?
What?
Well, I mean, could you go through the papers, please?
Honestly, I have no time to do that.
Well, I'm going to have time to come down there, and we're going to discuss it. We're going to discuss it in great detail.
Okay.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? You don't just tattoo shit on my girl's arm. Guys, that aren't me. I mean, do you understand how long I've been with this woman? 5 years. Ever since in college sweethearts. I mean, it's sick, I'm telling you. It tears me apart. So, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, can I have a discount?
What?
I want it removed.
Look, she came in. She
how much is that going to cost? What's that?
Paid for it.
Okay, well, how much does it cost to get removed, then? We want it removed.
She came in, she paid for it, she got it.
Okay, well, I know you can have them removed. Don't tell me it again. I seen it. Some dude had it.
Huh?
Some guy had it. I mean, I know they remove them, so don't. You're not fooling me. You're not putting the wool over my eyes. Going behind my back. So when are we going to work out a deal on this removal? It's got to go. It's got to go. Are you still there?
I think you hung up.
Yeah, I think you hung up.
Fucking cocksucker, come and beat your ass.
Call, press 1.
You want to try him back?
Oh, there you go.
You want to try him back, or you want to do the other one he sent?
Press 3. For customer service, press 0.
Hey, dude. Carlito?
Yeah, man.
I just messaged you.
Yeah, Josh.
A little number.
Yeah, you want me to do that now?
Yeah, I'm going to call him up as, like, Rolling Stone or something.
Place a call.
Okay, hang on.
Press
1.
Hey, this is Josh. Leave a message.
To leave a voice message, press 1. Or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, how you doing? It's Ronnie Hampton from Rolling Stone. I just heard you guys open up for Rancid over at the Newport Music Hall and Bloody Irish Boys. I really want to check you guys out. If we can get an audition, that would be great. You know why? Because you're a fucking half-ass piece of shit, and nobody likes you, nobody. Your fucking band is dead. You know why? Because you're a cocksucker. Fuck your mother.
I forgot to take myself on mute. Okay, that's it. We're clear off. We're clear off the line. What's that guy's deal? Is that the guy we called the other day that he like had a conversation that he said he knew kung fu and all some shit like
oh,
that?
Oh no! You know what's funny is they called my friends. I was right after that. Like, who the fuck's got my number?
That's funny.
No, that guy was pussied out. He was supposedly like a hard ass.
Well, yeah, I guess not. I heard
whatever,
that the other day.
Dude, that guy's gonna be pissed too. Is that guy a big guy?
No, he's all right.
Oh, he's pussy. I can beat his ass.
All right, good. We're all right.
Then. I'm going to stab him.
He's a Lancaster kid.
Man. Okay, he's a Lancaster. He's far away from me.
Lancaster. Is that Ohio still? Or you live in Ohio, right? Isn't it? Cleveland,
yeah.
Cleveland shit?
Somebody's going to ask him, fuck you. I shouldn't say things I say all the time. I always say, fuck your mother.
Fuck your mother. That's so wrong.
All right. Do you mind if my buddy Mike makes one prank and then we're going to get off here?
Yeah, that's fine. We got stupid prices in Hawaii.
Stupid Prices?
What stupid prices?
Is it a store?
Let me do it.
Yeah, it's a store called Stupid Prices. It's in
all right, let's try it.
In Hawaii.
I'm
all right.
On it.
All right, here comes that, folks. Stand by.
Biggie.
Hello? Is this Stupid Prices?
I can help you. Were you looking for the store?
Yeah, I'm looking for the store. Where is it at?
Yeah, the store actually closed down.
Really?
At the
can I order something?
No, they don't have a location right now.
Well, that's horrible, man. I was really looking for something. Can you help me out at all?
What's that?
Can you help me out at all?
No.
You can't?
Have a story.
Why'd you answer the phone? Hello?
I'm going to call or refer to me. Excuse me.
Well, I won't, you know. Why is your number in the book then, man? What can you do for me? Tell me something.
I can't do anything for you.
You can't sell me anything. So this number is just here for nothing. I just called you for nothing, right?
Right.
Well, that's kind of silly, don't you think?
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right.
To place a call, press 1.
What a prick that guy is.
To a recorded call,
what a dickhead that guy. That's funny.
To add minutes to your card, press 3.
Come on, dude.
All right.
Whatever. I didn't give him nothing. Don't give me shish.
That's funny. All right, you guys. You said you guys are going.
Come on. All right, man.
We're gonna take off.
All right, guys. Hey, Mike and Reclude Day, guys. Thanks for calling in, man. It's always an honor having Reclude on the line.
Hey, no problem, man. Hey, right. Send me that link, brother, if you get a chance.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear that prank again.
Yeah, that was good, man. I'll let you hear that. That was really funny, man.
Badass,
all right,
dude.
Take care. All right,
man. Well, I'm
going to
talk to you later.
All right, man. Later, man. That's Reclude. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. That was Reclude. Good night tonight, man. It hasn't, you know, I can't say. I got to stop saying negative things about the show. It's not, we don't have that bad of a show.
Have a great show, man.
Hey, man, thanks.
We got one of the best of all.
Yeah, one of the best of all in all the radio internet stuff. All right,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, because we have variety, man, and we most of all our listeners, anybody who's been around the Mad House or the show, knows that we totally appreciate our friends and listeners.
Yeah. Well, if anybody wants to call in, now's the last chance for romance. We're going to end the show here in a few minutes. We're going to do one last call, but I'm just saying, if anybody wants to call in before we do the last call, if anybody wants to call in and make themselves known, now's the time. I'd like to thank Lonesome Loser for sending in numbers. We called a lot of them here in the last few minutes. That was kind of fun, man. Thanks, Lonesome. You did your job as usual. You can take a break now. No more. If you confirm anything, Lonesome, if you have any other numbers you just confirmed, send them in. If not, consider yourself a job well done tonight. Thank you, man. As always, you're the man. Couldn't do it without you here. As Milkman says about 20 times a show. Anything else here? We've got a number. I said I will do a poop number here. Just to say that at least I tried it. Well, give me a second and we'll try that. Just want to say Constantine. Constantine is listening. Constantine is listening for the first time in a long time. Good to have him here. We got a lot. You know, we've got 30 listeners here. Not bad for this time of night and for after another split up of the PCU family. And that's very good. Very good, yes, very good. Some guy on Amiibo is calling me Satan. Okay, cool, man. Satan it is, or whatever you want to call me, dude. I'm Jeebus.
Hey, have you spoke with Jin Dore?
Jindore.com? No, not in a while. No, he's probably sleeping.
Oh, okay.
He's probably sleeping, you know. He's busy. He's moving.
I know he's been busy because he's got a big job.
Well, he's like you. He's been in the...
always going on.
He's been in the middle of moving like you, but he'll be back around, I'm sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he didn't move for the same reason, man. He didn't have a damn hurricane.
Well, yeah, well, true. Well, he's moving still. It's you know the situation here with moving. He's all busy moving and moving. So yes. Uh oh, I heard a satellite sound. That's a bad sign.
Oh my goodness.
Uh oh, the handshake.
Bad breaker.
Oh, we got Lindsay Lohan. I guess all she's getting is one day of jail for what she did for her double DUI cocaine possession. What the hell?
Is that cool, man?
Here's the news. I don't know how breaking this is. This is earlier tonight, so we'll give it a little bit of the crisis sound. Lindsay Lohan reached a plea deal Thursday on misdemeanor drunken driving and cocaine charges that calls for her to spend one day in jail, serve 10 days of community service, and complete a drug treatment program. Let me tell you what. Let me get pulled over drunk with cocaine in my pocket and see if I get one day in jail on 10 days of community service. I'd like to see that.
Wow.
Must be good to be born dumb and white, you know?
That's a privilege, man.
Yes, sir. It is a privilege.
Hey, Speaking of privilege, man, that Jim Bob now. That's an excellently smart white guy.
Jim Bob. This is Jim Bob.
This is Jim Bob.
Oh, man. Touchstone Terror is good stuff. What have they been up to lately? I haven't heard anything out of that camp in like, years, man. Since,
I think they're basically, in syndication now, as far as I know. But, gosh, man, they had some real treasure. You know, because what they did was, so special. They actually phone freaked. They would hijack somebody's number, and people thought they would be calling, a reputable number, and they would kind of like they were the company and just totally fuck with the people. It was great.
See, because I always thought it was just like they were taking out a toll-free number with like one digit off is what I thought it was.
No, they're phone freaks. Phone freaks. In the old days, you could capture, before digital really got big, you could actually capture parts of a phone network, and there were people that were making long-distance calls all around the world at one time with this technique. But that's kind of going away now.
You know, didn't there used to be like a whistle you could buy, like a special whistle?
It was called a black box.
Yeah, a black box. I thought there was a whistle that if you blew it into a payphone receiver, it would give
it
you...
It would drop the quarters. It would mimic the quarter drop.
Yeah.
It's done away with that system.
Yeah, you can't do that. But yeah, before if you... If
no, you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, but you could go to a payphone and blow a whistle into the payphone receiver, and it will make the phone believe that you dropped a quarter, and you could do all the phone calling you want. And it ended up being you could actually do like international phone calls on a payphone for free using a whistle. It was really crazy, yeah.
And what another thing you could do was you could take like these pocket notation recorders with a mini cassette, and you could record the quarter drops and then put it right into the mouthpiece of the telephone,
and it would,
and it would just like rack up dollars for you.
No, you could just sit there cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. that's fun.
Right.
That is fun. Wow, that's cool. That's cool, man. You can't do that stuff anymore. They got, but who even?
I mean,
you're hard pressed to find a working payphone anywhere where I live these days, man. You know, one day
we got these ones here, quite a few of them that will allow you to like call anywhere for like $1 or $1.50 and shit like that. You get like 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's not bad. But they got...
Right.
I used to hate using payphones before, cell phones were big. And when I was in high school, I had to use a payphone at school, call my parents to come pick me up after football practice or whatever. And it's just so nasty because, everybody used it and it's always outside. It was all gunky and crappy. And you never know what crap you could pick up from that nasty-ass payphone receiver and crap. You know what I mean? That's nasty.
Oh, man, I always used to just go crazy on phones. It was hilarious because, I would, have numbers of phones that were drive-up phones.
Right.
So, I would just, go up and drive up to a phone, man, and we would just, party down and, talk on the phone and call girls and crazy shit. And then, if you just want to sit there and pretend like you're talking, I took a little matchbook cover and stuck it up underneath the little lever where the phone actually hangs up.
Right.
And it would be hung up, and it would ring, but I would hold the hand set in my... So
if
somebody drove by, it looked like it was on the phone, but we're just
sitting
there getting wasted.
Okay, that sounds like a fun time. Hey, let's go down to town and pretend we're on the payphone. Yeah. Well, you know what? When I first got my cell phone too, I thought it was funny. I would call my cell phone from the payphone to get the caller ID number. Then I would call it back and prank call people as they walked out of the grocery store, and I'd watch them from my car and I'd be talking to them, talking stupid. Yeah, I had so many good prank calls that I did when I was younger that, I never recorded because it's way before, I even knew anything about prank call, underground radio, and all that stuff. So, those were times. Anyway,
I got recordings back from the analog days. If you ever hear, the only time I've ever really heard it on AIM's stream, if you ever listen to a Bumbar basketball call.
Oh, dude, those are classics.
The phone rings. Everything is really brash and abrupt because it was all done back then analog.
Yeah.
The nice, pretty good.
Oh, I can actually recreate that. You want to hear that? I can do that with I've got the old 70s style phone patch here. Watch this. If I call the house with the phone patch turned on, if you can hear that buzzing noise, watch this.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, isn't that cool? You can actually, I can actually recreate that, yeah. That brings back old times, doesn't it? That's what, exactly what you're talking about right there. Yeah. Yeah, man, yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, well, yeah, supposedly, Baz is saying that supposedly there's a new Touchstone terrorist coming out in 2008, and the news is over at JunkyardWilly.com. So apparently they're working on a new CD, so that's cool. Those are great. Those are good prank calls.
Oh, man, here's one guy. Yes, Outlaw. He sent some funny Jim Bob soundboard calls, and they were funny. The limited is you can go with Jim Bob, still. They turn out pretty funny.
Yeah, Scooter, man. Scooter's roofing is...
Yeah.
Is always going to be. This is Scooter. Yeah, that's always going to be a classic there. For sure, for sure. Milkman, take us out of here, bro. It's time. No one's called in. We're going to end the show now. It's late. It's almost 1 o'clock. We've done 2 hours. We've done our limit. Dr. Lego's about to kick us off. Yep.
Mr. Lego, please be a kind.
Yes, sir.
Web for the friend. And I'd like to thank KDK for joining us on the show. It's been a real honor and a pleasure to do a show with him. Again with KDK, it's been ages.
Fabulous!
Also, I'd like to thank, posthumous award, Mr. Ted Webb. Well loved, dear friends, you are missed and loved. If you're out there listening, please take care of yourself and pop back in whenever you get a chance. We sure do miss you and look forward to seeing you again, Dr. Lego.
Yeah.
What can I say? Dr. Bro, you're the man. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate all you do. You are a wonderful trooper with the spirit of fun. Thank you so much. And Hermano, oh my goodness, what would we do without you, big man? You are our leader, our general leader, Inicio the Mano. Thank you so much for all you do and the reliability of this thing we call Mad House every week. Tune in. Do not miss out. www.madhouselive.com. And I especially like to thank our friends there in the Paul, Dee, Nunu, any of you other crazy out there, phone crazy knucklehead. We love you. And all you people up. Talk to you. Thanks. I'd like to thank you very much for the wonderful talk with your system.
Yeah, Talk Show. It wasn't for Talk Show, you wouldn't have been here at all tonight, man. So Talk Show kind of came through for you tonight. Yeah.
And I also would like to thank you, our listeners, because you know what? It's all about you. We do this every week. We pay so that you can come in and share some laughs with us. So don't miss out on the latest news. Go sign up for the newsletter, the free newsletter from Madhouse. Go to madhouselive.com and get your subscription. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you again very soon. Back to you, Big Man. Generally small.
All right, thank you, man. Yeah, that's everybody, I guess. Reclude, everybody who called in. Jonathan, that was it. Everybody
Jonathan, Reclude, and I do want to thank the hardest working man in the numbers hit man. Thank you so much.
There's a Junkyard Willy movie apparently here. That's something called it. Someone sent me, I'm not going to click it now, but someone sent a link for lostintransit.com. Lostintransit.com. Apparently it's a Junkyard Willy movie. That sounds interesting. I don't know if that's legit. I'll check it after the show, though. So people, if you want to check that out,
cool.
I'll check that out in the show. We'll give you a full review. Milkman will have a full review of LostInTransit.com next week. That's it. We'll be here next week at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our new start time.
You're out there. 11 p.m. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody who we did. That's it. Everybody who got prank called tonight, thank you for being such a good sport. We are done. The class of 1997 is out of here, everybody. We will catch you here next week. As I said, thank you very much. Phil Henry coming up next on the Madhouse Radio Network. Bye for now.
What is the
Excuse me.
You're a bum.
You know what,
asshole?
Look,
babe.
Don't try and tell me that I owe you money.
I'm an attorney.
Yes,
ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen. Well, you owe me $5 for breaking the toilet.
Breaking the toilet? What toilet? Tell me who this is.
The white toilet. I told you already. My name is Bo Steen.
I ain't fixing nothing because I didn't break nothing. I don't use anybody's toilet.
You came down, you used the toilet, you took a big shit. And
I took a big shit?
Yes.
Man, it wasn't me, pal. It was not me. You got the wrong guy.